smooth, relaxing, and easy with Charlie Bird at the guitar and Scott Hamilton on the saxophone. It's a Wonderful World, originally done by Peggy Lee, I believe. Mike Curb Congregation and John Gregory's Cascading Strings did their versions. I can talk. Softly Whispering I Love You is the title, and they got really high with their notes there, too. Ferrante and Teicher in there with Midnight Cowboy, John Fox, All or Nothing at All, and Ronnie Aldridge started that set with Jenny's Theme. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, whether it's on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, or WRCT Pittsburgh or WRCT.org, and we're glad to have you with us. Here is Floyd Kramer. Hey, good looking. What you got cooking? It's smooth, relaxing, and easy. Bill Black and his combo takes us up to the top of the hour with White Silver Sands. I'm Eric O'Brien. Stay with us for hour number two, won't you?
Relaxing and Easy is heard on Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, Vulcan Sound Radio from Bournemouth, UK, and terrestrially over 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh.
Thank you. That old Bilbao moon, I won't forget it soon. That old Bilbao moon, just like a big balloon. That old Bilbao moon would rise above the dune, while Tony's beach saloon rocked with an old-time tune. We'd sing a song the whole night long, and I can still recall those were the great. Grass grew through the floor of Tony's 2x4 on the Bilbao shore. But there were friends galore, and there was beer to pour, and moonlight on the shore, that old Bilbao shore. We'd sing all night with all our might, and I can still recall those were the greatest.
Andy Williams on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, that old Bilbao moon, the Bilbao song, where they tried to rhyme everything with moon. That was pretty talented right there, yes. So that was a number 37 Billboard hit for Andy in 1961. Started this hour off with Ronnie Aldridge and How Deep Is Your Love. I'm Eric O'Brien. Welcome to hour number two of SRE. That means it's on this date in history time, on these dates in history, rather, but starting with the 16th of February in 1868, Benevolent and Protective Order of the Orcs is the Elks is formed. That's really wonderful, Eric. You know how to talk. The Order of the Orcs is, yeah, Orcs. Yeah, Orc, yeah. All right, well, now that we've established that, February 16th, 1937, nylon is patented, but it wouldn't become popular for a few decades yet. February 16th, 1948, NBC begins to air its nightly news broadcast. So the NBC Nightly News there. February 17th, 1621, Miles Standish is elected the first commander of Plymouth Colony, meaning up there in Massachusetts. I do believe. February 17th, 1815, President James Madison signs the Treaty of Ghent, ending the War of 1812. February 18th, 1913, a prize is inserted into Cracker Jack box for the first time. That's exciting. Now it's just cheap. February 18th, 1979, snow fell in the Sahara Desert. That's unbelievable. Except they have record of it. February 19th, 1878, Thomas Edison was granted a patent for his gramophone, or the phonograph. February 19th, 1913, prizes. Now, we just said that. It said February 18th, so maybe, okay, maybe they just don't have the facts straight. We can say this. February 19th, 1968, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood debuted on television, on NET, not even PBS yet. February 20th, 1869, Congress bans dueling in the District of Columbia. In 1927, on February 20th, golfers in South Carolina were arrested for violating the Sabbath. And February 20th, 1962, John Glenn became the first U.S. astronaut to orbit the Earth. February 21st, 1931, Alka-Seltzer was first sold. In 1972, Richard Nixon became the first U.S. president to visit China. On February 22nd, 1879, Frank Woolworth opened the first 5-cent store in Utica, New York. On February 22nd, 1959, inaugural Daytona 500 race is run. Whoever writes these needs to do a little better. February 23rd, 1836, the Battle of the Alamo began. It lasted 13 days. And on February 23rd, 1893, Rudolf Diesel received a patent in Germany for the oil-burning diesel machine, engine, rather. So there you go. That's on these dates in history, if I can ever get the words out right. Here's Andre Previn and Like Young on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Thank you.
Too much noise in your world? Well, you've found the place to quiet things down. Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Thank you.
This is smooth, relaxing, and easy. Smooth, relaxing, and easy with George Benson and Soulful Strut. George Martin in there, and I love her. Frank Chaxfield, All You Get From Love Is a Love Song. Bernard Ebbinghaus in there with Things We Do For Love. And Andre Previn started that set with Like Young. A programming note, next week, being Saturday, February 24th, we will not be on WRCT or WRCT.org, as it is their massive music weekend, which begins on Friday the 23rd and runs through Sunday the 25th. Unfortunately, I don't have time to do a show like that for them, but maybe someday I will. But we will not be on WRCT, but we will be on Tube City Online Radio Friday at 1 and Saturday at 3. So if you miss us over on RCT and want to give us a listen on Tube City Online, please feel free. That's just next Saturday, so keep that in mind for right now. Now let's move on for this. I'm Eric O'Brien in Dateline, Michigan. A Michigan woman scored a $500,000 prize, $500,000, from a scratch-off lottery ticket after joking with the store clerk about saving for retirement. The 64-year-old Allegan County woman told Michigan lottery officials, maybe it's Legion County, I don't know, she stopped off at the Marathon gas station in Plainwell to buy a Ghostbusters scratch-off ticket. She's been playing them since they came out, and so she said she went into the gas station to buy the ticket on her way to work. The clerk and I were talking about retirement, and she handed me the ticket. She said, "Well, I hope this goes toward saving for retirement." And the woman said the clerk's quip proved prophetic. She scratched the ticket at her break later in the day and thought she won $500, but her coworker said, "You might want to look at that amount again. It was actually $500,000. I felt like I was going to have a heart attack," she said. She said she is going to use her prize money to go toward paying bills, paying off her home, and saving for retirement. So there you go. She's a woman of her word there. Not too far away in Minneapolis, Minnesota, a couple remodeling their bathroom made a surprising discovery behind a wall. There was a pair of love letters that could be nearly a century old. Matt and Carrie Tesmer said they found numerous treasures inside the wall behind the toilet, of course, including containers for medicine, glycerin, rose water, razor blades, and some Minneapolis-made toiletries from long-defunct brands. The couple said the most exciting discovery was a pair of love letters that appeared to have been written by the same teenager to two different girls. The letters were signed by John B., also known as Lolly, and were addressed to Hazel and Pauline. Both letters featured John B. declaring his love and devotion and asking each girl to, in turn, attend a dance with him. Upon reading some of them, we realized it was actually probably more like a kid between the ages of 13 and 18. They were talking about lunch. I have studied all this period, so on and so forth. The couple said they have not identified John B., but they have identified a couple of suspects. Well, we'll have to see how that turns out at some point. But that's pretty cool. Cool stuff that you can find behind the walls of your toilet. Here's Harold Winkler. I'm leaving it all up to you on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh. Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
The Vogues from Turtle Creek, Pennsylvania there, and My Special Angel. Now, it's very confusing as to who sang this first, because I'm just reading this now. Now, I think the Vogues rendition, which we just heard, was from 1968. So that narrows it down a little bit, because Bobby Helms was the first recorded by the Sunnyland Trio and released in 1957, and then Bobby Helms released it later that year and peaked at number 7 on the Billboard Hot 100 and even on the country music chart, because he was more of a country artist than a crossover. Let's see, there were notable cover versions by Malcolm Vaughn in the United Kingdom, and this was revived. This version was revived in 1968. And reaching number 7 on the Hot 100 chart, and faring even better on the Easy Listening chart, where it was number 1. The Vogues with You Are My Special Angel. Before that, Botticelli and Find Yourself, and Harold Winkler, I'm Leaving It All Up to You. Now, if I could just talk. Here's Lex de Azevedo, Looking for Love in All the Wrong Places, on Smooth, Relaxing and Easy. Thank you.
Thank you.
you're enjoying the friendly talk as much as the soothing music. This is smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Thank you.
You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with the 101 Strings there and The Look of Love. Anita Kerr before that with Happy Heart. Frank Chaxfield, Still the Lovin' Is Fun. Dick Baker and Daddy, Don't You Walk So Fast. And John Fox with Southern Nights. And Lix de Acevedo started that with Lookin' for Love. And because I've had such a crummy speaking hour, we need to do this.
Kino tata, kino tata, kino tata.
Makes about as much sense as I do sometimes.
Kino tata, kino tata, kino tata, ha ha.
Hey, great idea!
Fantastic. Here's Caravelli with Wigwam.
Thank you.
We've come to the end of another program of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Portions of this program have been edited for taste, fairness, and to cover up a multitude of sins. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is heard weekly on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh, and WRCT.org. For now, I'm Eric O'Brien. See you in church or some other low joint and right back here on SRE. This is program number Y8-39.
You're listening to Tube City Online Radio.
The Kristen and Amber Show is pre-recorded.
Listening to Chop Chop on WRCT.